Shalom, and this is Billy Brim, and of course I heard so many, many happy Thanksgivings. And it just thrills me when I hear all of you and hear your voices. But when I hear you from the 13 original colonies, and you're on here, and sometimes, you know, things have changed there. When I hear Danville, Connecticut come on, it thrills me. That we have someone there who is standing and believing and exercising their authority. And I'm not going to be at Wednesday prayer live today because we're going to be having Thanksgiving tomorrow. And our people are cooking. And here at my house, Thanksgiving has arrived at the beginning of the week because I have staying at my house some of them are across the street at Shelley's, but I've got four great-grandchildren here and one grandson. And so the sounds of children and their happy voices, and already I'm not cooking this year, but those who are cooking are in my kitchen, and the smells are wonderful, and we're just so very, 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 very thankful. At our house, We'll actually have so many people coming that we're going to set up our tables in the chapel at Prayer Mountain. And we'll be having a Thanksgiving feast there. But we think back to the times of when this country started. And I'm going to tell my little grandchildren about it when the people who had come here, the Puritans, the Pilgrims, had come here seeking freedom to worship God. How wonderful to have a country that's built on that precept. And at the first, they didn't know how to exist. And God sent them a wonderful blessing in Squanto, who was an English-speaking Native American who had been captured and taken to England for 9 years and knew the English language, and he came back to America. His village was wiped out, and who were there living in his village? The Pilgrims. And he taught them how it's fun, and I'll read the children how, from The Light and the Glory, the book by David Manuel. I'll read them the story of how he taught them how to catch eels. And Peter Marshall and David Manuel wrote the book. And how he taught them to plant corn, and just so many wonderful things. But now today, on Wednesday noon prayer, there will be a video of me. And in the video, I'm going to be talking about this. This is the second Thanksgiving. There was a first Thanksgiving. And that was when the natives came, and they had wonderful, wonderful time together with the Pilgrims. And that was the first Thanksgiving. Now, there came a time when they entered what was called the starving time of the winter of 1621 and 22. And one of the things that happened was England's, one of the companies sent a ship, and they sent lots and lots of people on it with no provisions. And so they arrived for the Pilgrims to take care of. Lots of extra people to feed and clothe and shelter. And it was winter time, and they couldn't harvest. And they were reduced to a ration of 5 kernels of corn apiece. 5 kernels of corn. It is almost inconceivable, I'm reading now from the book, that life could be supported on this. And as always, they had a choice, either to give in to bitterness and despair or go deeper into Christ. They chose Christ, and incredibly, in contrast to what happened at Jamestown, not one of them died of starvation. Many things happened that brought them into this place. But then there was a drought, and they declared fasting when it came planting time, second planting time. They declared fasting and prayer, and the people fasted and prayed, and God sent a gentle rain. And it was a marvelous time, and I'm not going to read the whole book. I did talk a little bit more about it today on Wednesday on what's going to be broadcast tomorrow. But they had the gentle rain. They had a yield that was so abundant that the Pilgrims ended up with a surplus of corn, which they were able to use in trading that winter, and with the Indians who had not had a good growing season, and a second day of Thanksgiving was planned. However, when they had that second day of Thanksgiving, The first course that was served on an empty plate in front of each person were 5 kernels of corn, lest they should forget. And we're going to have on our plates tomorrow at our Thanksgiving celebration, we're going to start out with 5 kernels of corn just to show how thankful we are. There's a scripture that says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And so even no matter what might have happened this year to you or yours or your beloved ones, if you have breath today, it came from God. And so in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're going to start off this day with Psalm 107, 21 and 22. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. That word is actually hesed for you who know what it means. It means God's obligation to love us according to his covenant. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his chesed and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. So let's begin right now. Isolomohobra, just thanking the Lord. We're here together from all across the country, and I know that you in Great Britain and the Netherlands and Canada, please enter into our day of Thanksgiving here in America. And every day really is a Thanksgiving that we give thanksgiving to God. Lord, we just praise you and thank you and give you glory. How marvelous and wonderful to have breath to praise the Lord. And all of us on this phone together, Lord, we are joining our breath that you gave us to praise you and worship you and adore you. You have told us, Father, you have told us in Colossians that we well, first we're going to start out with Timothy. You have told us, Father, to thank you and praise you and offer up prayer, first of all, for those who are in authority. And we take our breath to give you thanksgiving that we live in places that, oh, hola mara, shanto lovra santo de coho bracti de gombraste. We can choose our leaders. Oh, it's not the best government. Lord, yours is the best. Only when Jesus is king is the government perfect. But, Father, in the name of all names, we just do lift up today. From here in America, we're going to be lifting up our President Donald John Trump. Father, we are entering the Thanksgiving season, and people gather. They gather to worship. They gather to praise. They gather in large numbers to shop. In the economy that's strong, there will be many who will be visiting malls. There will be many, Lord, who will be in parking lots. There will be Thanksgiving services in churches. There will be praise given to God in synagogues. And Father, the enemy, we have received word from some of those you speak to that he plans to instigate terrorist activity in the form of shootings and other things. He plans to kila mahala marati shanda, to attack churches, synagogues, shopping malls, parking lots, ila baro sihidi manta para games, ostidimokoho brata levrindanja. And how thankful we are! How thankful we are for what you told us, Lord, that we can give thanks for. This is the truth. This is the truth from God as it is written and recorded in Colossians. You have told us, dear Father, not only that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Not only did you tell us that, Lord, that we're to give thanks for our leaders, but you told us in Colossians 1:12-14, that we are to give thanks unto the Father, who has made us meet. That means, Father, you qualified us. You sent the blood of Jesus. You sent your Son, your only Son, who shed his blood to qualify us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, who has delivered us from the power, that means authority, of darkness. We are to give thanks unto you, Father, that you have delivered us from the control, from the dominion of the kingdom of darkness, and you have translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You have said in Romans 6:14, sin, Satan, and anything from him shall not have dominion over us. We are not under the law, but we are under grace. Hallelujah. We are so thankful that we not only are not under the dominion of darkness, but according to Ephesians, hallelujah, glory be to God, when you quicken the head, you quicken the body. When you quicken Jesus, you quicken his body. When you raise the head, you raise the body. When you roasted Micaiah, seated the head at your own right hand, you seated the body together with him, and now all things are under our feet. And in the name above all names, here we are from all across America and from other nations, and in our places of abode, we now speak into our places of abode, our places of work. For God, you have ordained good works. You have ordained a life, a plan for everyone on this phone. You have arranged, Elim arranged, Easter Mokonda, a derrick, a path. And you have given us, wherever we're stationed, wherever we are stationed as an ambassador, we have authority. And I do now hereby declare, and I ask every one of you on this phone to declare the heavens above you and in your habitational area over which you have control. You will not let the demonic demons work down through people. Father, in the name above all names and by the blood of the Lamb, as I sit here in the Branson area, and we have so many people who have come here, Lord, to go to the Christmas shows, to enjoy the wonderful atmosphere of Branson, Missouri. Oh, God, we have millions of people here. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have got people sitting in their seats of authority in Branson and Hollister. And we know all around here, Springfield, people on this phone call, Ozark. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we do declare that in the heavenlies, over this Branson, greater Branson area, we will not allow demonic spirits of darkness to work down through any deranged people, any people, we will not allow the demon forces to work. We bind you. It is written, whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. heaven, and we take authority over the darkness. I take authority over my house and this lake area where I live. I take authority over the demons out at Prayer Mountain. I will not allow demons to work over Silver Dollar City. You are not going to work in the heavenlies in this area in the name, in the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, I am sure that all of you will use your authority. There are reports now in the headlines, of course, of weather. Unusual weather across the nation. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to pull up some of my things that I have read about it. A pair of powerful winter storms are expected to hit the U.S. this week, bringing a mix of rain, snow, and wind that could make Thanksgiving travel miserable for millions of people across the country. Heavy snow. I saw these words. And this is not an ordinary storm. A wallop of heavy snow and rain and cold. And so I have a little granddaughter who wants to get home today from Denver, and we've heard that many flights from Denver are canceled. But here, what can we do about weather? What can we do about it? I can always, always use my authority and keep a tornado from coming and hitting my house. But sometimes the whole big system, it was like I am reminded of Jesse Duplantis when Katrina was headed toward New Orleans. The Lord told him, you're not going to be able to stop this. I know that Katrina, the United States had opened the door for Katrina to hit because of what we had done pushing Ariel Sharon to give up Gaza, which has now proved to be a disaster to Israel. But he did tell him, and so it didn't mean, and I've told lots of things about this, it doesn't mean that God sent Katrina. It meant that the protection that the United States would have enjoyed because of blessing Israel was we had shot holes, I say it like this, in our chuppah, and the enemy was able to get that storm down. But what God told Jesse was, you're not going to be able to stop this whole system, but you can keep it from affecting you. And so he did, and so he stood and none of their properties were damaged. So bless the Lord. If you live in the area where a storm is predicted, use your authority. Use it from hurting people. Use it for the enemy. Sometimes these are just because the curse came on the earth, a weather system developed. Sometimes it's just a system that developed. You can tell the difference if it's just something like that or if it's a tornado spawned or something spawned by the devil. But you absolutely can do something about it in your area. And then praying for the people that are traveling, Shalom Ahanda, we'll do that before we leave. Now, concerning, I went on to the... and we have on here someone from the UK, and I went on the website of Jerusalem Post, and this is one of the top articles. The WZO, which is a World Zionist organization, UK Jews living in fear for their future and security. One of the top contenders for UK's leadership is a declared anti-Semite, a hater of Israel, and a terrorist supporter. In 2019, nearly 300,000 Jews are living in fear for their own future and their own security. These were the heads of World Zionist Organization Vice Chairman Hagoel, who has called on the British government to fight the scourge of anti-Semitism as concerns mount over the possibility that UK Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn would become the country's next prime minister. In an exclusive letter to the Jerusalem Post, he said one of the top contenders for the UK's leadership is a declared anti-Semite, a hater of Israel, and a terrorist supporter. I don't know. I am not in the UK. I don't know anything about their parties, but they have an election coming up on December 12th. And it seems that the Jews, at least, are very concerned. I do know that anti-Semitism is rising up all over Europe. It's raising its ugly head like has not been raised since the 1930s. And a lot of this is coming, you've read about it, you know about it. But let's do stand with our, you know, England, who is, if I trace my ancestry back, I think probably the biggest part of my genetic composure comes from England. And they were so used by God. We have a book, and you can get this book from us. I don't know how much it is right now because I didn't think about, I don't even know how many copies we have left of it. We got it printed. It's called The Priest and the Prophet. And it's the story of Theodore Herzl and how that man that God used to bring the Jews back home in the Zionist organization. He was the first one in 1897 to see and believe and purport the idea that the Jews should come home, and got them to come home from Europe, many of them. And so we have a book called The Priest and the Prophet, because there was a man at his side from England. Many people in England at that time saw that it was time for the Jews to come home, that it was tied to our very existence and the Lord's coming. And this man, Heckler was his name, highly positioned in the governments of Europe. And he came alongside Herzl, and he was his inspiration, much of his inspiration. And we have the book. I don't know. You can go online after Thanksgiving. I'll try to find out if we have any copies left. It's called The Priest and the Prophet. And it's a marvelous, marvelous read. And so England, so used by God. And then here comes the enemy in there. And things happen that they were used by the devil. Persons can be used by and nations can be used by God, and then something happened, they're used by the devil. I think it has to do with prayer. I think it has to do with the people in that country praying for those leaders to see that they are to bless Israel, to see how things are to go. And that's why, folks, here in America, when we urge you, when we pray for our elections, we urge people to pray. Find out who's going to bless Israel. Find out who's going to be with them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, I'm just telling you unabashedly that we've got this election coming up. December is coming, the election for UK. We have the election coming up in 2020. And we need leaders who will go with God. Israel's right now caught in a dilemma, caught in a place. And I saw that Benny Gantz, who is the head of the Blue and White Party, was speaking up on the Golan. And he said to our enemies, you don't need to think that because we're divided here, that we're not united in standing in protection of Israel, because we are. We're the strongest ones, and you dare not attack us even now. So they are united in their love of Israel. I know they are. Oh, Father, we lift up Israel. We lift up, Father, Ishalom Ahalam Mikato, Benjamin Netanyahu, Benny Gantz, General Yaalon. We know these men love Israel. Like men from Bible times, enemy has worked to divide. But you, dear Lord, have brought them home just like you said you would. And they are a standing witness in the earth that you are God.
Holy Father, have mercy upon them now. Have mercy upon them. And show them a way to have leaders that would follow you. And Father, in the name above all names here from the United States of America, help us to keep leaders, Lord, that will bless Israel. Oh God, in the name above all names, I know that when those pilgrims, well, when Columbus sailed, you were providing a way for those Jews who were having to leave Spain at that very day, Tisha B'Av, 1492, your hand was upon it. Your hand was providing a safe place for them to go until they did indeed get back their land. And your hand in bringing Columbus to this world, this new world, your hand in bringing the Puritans to this new world had to do with providing a place that in 2020 would bless Israel. Oh, Father, help us stay in that way. Help us stay there. We're thankful to you. We're thankful to you that you raised up Jerusalem and that you brought the light from Jerusalem. And you brought your precious Son to die there for our sins. Father, we see not only what has happened in the past, but what will happen in the future. And how you will establish earthly Jerusalem appraise in the earth. And how heavenly Jerusalem will meet above it in the sky, in the bush to the Mikala. What a marvelous future we have. And so we pray for today as we anticipate that future. Oh, Pama Makahala Baratanya, that we can stay, that we can stay, that we can stay. Ishti ano brikalakala danya. We praise you and give you glory. And Father, everyone on this line, everyone, I ask a blessing, a Thanksgiving Day blessing upon them, their families, Lord. In Jesus' name, we worship you. I pray for those in the families that don't know you, that they will come to know you this year. In Jesus' holy name, we love you. Amen and amen.